Cat Film Radio, I'm Gonzalo Suarez from the 68th Cannes Film Festival. This is an extract from the next panel on cinema innovation in the digital experience economy. Sampomedia's Michael Gubbins moderated the talk, where Madeleine Prats, Tim League, Ivo Andel, and Gonzalo Lamela presented the respective companies, Watershed and Drafthouse Films in the UK, Kino Aéreo in the Czech Republic, and Echo Cinema in Uruguay. Here are some of the ideas that the moderator and the four innovators, as he called them, shared with the audience for the almost two-hour-long meeting.
When we talked about exhibition, we were talking about the old world that was going to be swept away by the new home entertainment environment. And I think what we've seen during that time is that this is a highly integrated part of the cinema, of the film value chain. What we have with cinema is a place in which, just as happens elsewhere in the experience economy, like sport, where everyone thought when sport was on television all the time, everyone would stop going to the ground, so they thought this was going to die. And in music, you'll recall, that was another thing. Digital music would kill off live. And what's happened is, over the last couple of years, what we found in cinema is what we found everywhere else, that actually it's that experiential bit that drives the whole of the rest of the value chain. This is where demand is created. This is where the cinema actually becomes something real.
Networks come into play. So networks like the Film Audience Network, national networks, but also international networks like Europa Cinemas. We need to collaborate more, coordinate more. You know, we need to learn from the homogenized big players out there. We, you know, social media and digital opens up lots of possibilities for ground up marketing, guerrilla style marketing. You know, you recently mentioned that that's also happening in gaming, where they're creating local communities, and then the buzz can come from the ground up. It doesn't need to come from the Guardian review 4 stars. We're not developing audiences with just preaching to the converted. Those people would come to Watershed anyway.
We've tied in through Google Analytics our ticketing software. So we can take out ads on Google, and it's great because through their advertising engine, you can be very specific about who you are targeting. And movies are the most incredible way to do this because they have stars. So people that are fans of Natalie Portman, for example, you can target just those people. We first started doing this way back a long time ago with Sex and the City, of all things. I've never seen that show or that television or the movies, but apparently there are people that are very big fans of it. And so we only targeted people that were fans of Sex and the City to tell them about our promotions that we're doing. And the results were tremendous. But what we're now able to do, because of Google Analytics, we're able to, in real time, we can run 10 different campaigns, all with subtle variations on a theme for a particular movie, and then get data back as to how many tickets we've sold. And so it's this incredible, it's the best type of advertising, because you can put up a radio spot or a billboard, you really have no idea how effective that is. But by placing ads, the most recent campaign we did was for Ex Machina, the sci-fi movie. We did a variety of different means of targeting sci-fi groups, and gauged how many of those actually ended up in tickets. And what we were able to do is work with the distributor in the States to say, this is the new form of co-op advertising, which back in the day, we would pay half of a newspaper ad, the studio would pay half of a newspaper ad, and it would benefit both of us. And so we were able to convince them to do the exact same thing. That they paid for half of the digital campaign, we paid for half of the digital campaign, and then we presented real, just set it up to be reporting daily. These are how these campaigns worked, and on average, it was about the revenue we were getting was about 4 to 5x the spend that we were doing in the digital space. It was cheap, it was good, it was an effective means of doing it. You don't have to do it with a studio partner; you can do it just for your own programming. But these are, the type of tools that allow us to, again, increase frequency and spend wisely to increase the revenues of the theater.
I think most of the audience is 25 plus. And opposite to British audience, I think in the eastern part of Europe, we are we don't have so much art house audience 40 plus. So because you know there was a disruption through the communist era, so my parents didn't see all those films they should have seen when they were 16. So now they are not really art house audience, and we don't have many of those. So films like Ken Loach, we have to show them to 25 to 40, while in Britain I assume would be 40 plus most of its audience. So it's a struggle, and it's hard to measure as well how well you've done with the projects that you aim to these people, because you do what you can and then they come in some numbers and that's it. You don't know what would happen if you haven't done the work.
We get a UNESCO report that told us in Latin America each 10 people, only 2 goes to cinemas. That was very strange because we have a lot of new shopping centers, a lot of new multiplex theaters, but the thing that the prices of the tickets are increasing, and several people that has no access to cinema, and obviously the new ways to see cinema, internet, VOD, Netflix, etc., goes in that direction too.
Yeah, I think filmmakers completely get it. You know, their primary aim is not to be here doing business. They want their films to be seen by audiences. They want their films to be shown on big screens, as well as have an impact on a whole range of platforms so they can make the next film. They understand it. They want to meet the audience. And the more we can make that relationship between the cinema, the audience, and the filmmakers, the creators, the better.
I think the cinema industry could die and fall away, but I don't think it will. But it's up to everybody who's in exhibition to just make sure that the experience is tremendous, whether that's added value, different types of offerings, conversations. But everybody has to be keenly aware that in the digital age, there are, you know, it's an expectation for exceptional customer service, whether it's Amazon shipping you something in 2 days for no cost, or whether if you take an Uber for a ride, knowing that you're being rated by the driver and you are rating the driver. And so it's just like every experience is rated on Yelp, Travelocity. Everybody coming to the cinema is rating the cinema experience. So we have to nail it. Otherwise, if it fails, it's our fault.
To listen and watch the whole panel on cinema innovation in the digital experience economy and other panels, conferences, and interviews from the Cannes Film Market, check out our industry channel. Thank you very much for listening and stay tuned in Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.